I'd like to invite the mission team, if you guys want, you guys come on down so that we can, the congregation can see who you are. Yeah, well, you can come stand up. You won't have to talk necessarily. I know that's a fear. Well, why don't you come up here? Close Encounters in North Carolina. The title there was it made me chuckle a little bit. The only thing I'm going to share this morning is just a little bit about our sleeping quarters. When we got there, we opened the doors. We weren't really sure what we were getting into, and so we opened the doors to our sleeping area, and it was a room maybe 15 by 15. Had a single walkway down the center, and 8 cots, very close together. it was close quarters, but we all did it, right? We overcame, and we got to know each other very well. I'm so incredibly thankful for these people. Unfortunately, I had to leave early. Sophia left with me. She kept me awake on the drive home. Just very proud of being able to serve with them. And so I'm not going to talk anymore. Jonah, why don't you come on up and share?
Good morning, church. If you don't know me, my name is Jonah Tripp, and my testimonial for this mission trip is in story form. Stories of not only laughter and joy, but a whole lot of hear-me-outs. So sit back, relax, and enjoy these stories about our North Carolina mission trip 2025. My first story is about driving around downtown Spruce Pine, cruising along the business district, the little things like trying to jump over railroads or almost running over cats, bud, all seemed a lot more fun.
Did you have proof this before?
I did not. My bad.
Okay. All seemed a lot more fun with Miss Tanya Pettner in the front seat. The one thing I couldn't expect is the other mission group staying in the Baptist church in downtown Spruce Pine. We probably passed that church around 9 times throughout the trip, saying "Jesus thinks you're awesome" in our most Valley Girl accent. My second story takes place at our first job site during what we would call a union break. The person helping us renovate the house, who happened to be named Bud, told Kirsten and I about a little old post office on the property. So, you know, our adventurous selves decided to check out this postage stamp in time. Not expecting much. However, entering felt like a blast from the past. Old letters that went back to the 1800s, old mail sorting system. It was like a very dusty, hole-filled Disneyland. This little history-filled adventure really showed me the beauty of what was still left after the flood. My third and final story is about a hard-working crew of 8 people from this wonderful church doing hard work. I still can't believe they made us do work on a mission trip. But we did it all, whether it was hanging over a ledge, tightening screws, just to look up and realize they weren't straight, or sitting for hours as you were fighting wires to put in an outlet. We did it all. And we wouldn't have been able to do it without our wonderful church family. So on the behalf of the whole mission team, we thank you. So if you're gonna take away anything from this story time, take this: never underestimate God's ability to take a small team down and make a giant impact. Or it's not an adventure unless Bud drives.
Good morning.
I'm Kirsten, and this is only my second mission trip I've ever been on. So to start things off, we stayed at the Blue Ridge Glamp Camp in Banner Elk, North Carolina. And that's where we met in person Jeremy for the first time. Jeremy, to me, was a godly man that worked hard to support his family and lived a godly life. Jeremy is originally from West Virginia, but when the hurricane happened, he felt called to go down and help the people. He will be moving there soon. But throughout the week, our team really just got to pick through Jeremy and learn about his struggles in the past, all that he's gone through, and had to deal with, what he's had to deal with. Some of it was relatable, and other things I couldn't imagine going through. We learned about his faith journey and how he came to God. We had very meaningful campfire discussions that really took place inside, because believe it or not, we were in the middle of a rainforest and it rained a lot. So for the first 3 days we were down there, we drove about 40 minutes away to the little town of Relief. And we arrived at another house that Jeremy recommended to us. And that's where we met another bud, who was a part of a company called Constructs. They give people a house to stay in, rent-free, until they rebuild their house or find somewhere else to move. So the house we were working on was shipped into North Carolina from Maine. Bud said the house was basically a big Lego set that the Amish built in about 24 hours. While we were there, we helped build a banister for the loft, get steps up to the loft, put in a countertop, and plumber Tanya helped plumb some sinks. Those days were really fun because we learned a lot about the area and what it went through. There was a really long river that stretched all the way to the house we were working on, and little did we know, what really destroyed the area was a 40-foot tidal wave that came from the dams upstream that broke and sent the wave through the town of Relief. Our week is full of funny stories and lots of laughter. I'll start with what I thought was one of the funniest stories of the week. We were at the Amberjack, one of our favorite restaurants of the week, you'll hear more on that later, eating our homemade meatloaf dinner, that was amazing by the way, when Brent Tritt asked Miss Tanya Pettner if she was going to eat her dessert, peach cobbler. It was at that moment when Miss Tanya threatened to break Brent's fingers with her fork if he went anywhere near her peach cobbler. Brent learned very quickly Miss Tanya was serious about her dessert. On Wednesday night, we weren't really doing anything and decided to go look around the little town of Spruce Pine, just 8 minutes down the road. We had no idea what we were getting ourselves into when we left camp. Later in the night, we decided we were only on an adventure if Pastor Bud was driving. We would see something and quickly turn around and go back while driving around the town. We even decided we were construction workers when we entered a construction workers only zone. Bud even said, oh well, we're doing construction on the camp anyways, so technically. And he hit the gas and went in. That night we laughed so hard for so long, we probably did as much work as we did laugh that day, which was really what we needed after 3 long days of work. Back to the restaurant called the Amberjack. It is a family-owned little diner in Burnsville, North Carolina. They had the best pizza and peanut butter pie I have ever had. If you want to know more about the pie, ask Brent Tritt. We went for the first time on Tuesday night and met our new best friend and server, Gracie. She was super sweet, making sure we had everything, and just such an amazing girl. We actually loved it so much, we went back for meatloaf night on Thursday and saw Gracie again. On Thursday, we brought along Jeremy and had a great dinner full of laughs again. During the week, our team had 2 main sayings. The first was hear me out. Brent Tritt used this one very often. Example, we were at the Amberjack our first night. He looks at the owner after eating his peanut butter pie and says, okay, hear me out. Have you ever thought of a dessert buffet? We later started calling the owner Aunt Laura at the end of the trip. Our camp was called the Blue Ridge Glamp Camp, but it was not glampy at all. We had a shower trailer that was 4 stalls and essentially 4 garden hoses, which sounds not very good, but we had hot water, and they did what they were supposed to do. It wasn't until Friday that we got an actual light bulb and outlets that electrician Tanya actually helped Jonah, Kristen, and I install. Yes, it might have taken all week to get the bare minimum of luxury, but really, we did just fine with a work light and a bunch of extension cords. But what I really took away from this trip was, yes, there were hard times and there were really good times, but just like the hurricane was really bad for a while, people helped other people, and North Carolina is starting to rebuild. Like some of the days we were there, it felt like the day went by really fast and we didn't do or help anyone, but we did. Even if it was just putting a real light bulb up, we accomplished things that will help mission groups in the future and eventually move those people into the house we helped get ready. So my takeaway advice for you, just because the storm gets bad, don't take your eyes off of God. He will lead you out one gentle step at a time. God doesn't make the storms go away, He leads you through them. So, just like Peter, don't get distracted by the thunder and lightning of the storm, but focus on your feet, because there will be a light. As Psalm 119, 105 says, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet, a light on my path." So, church, don't lose sight even in the roughest storm. Remember the maker of it all. Thank you.
I feel like after that, some shots have been fired. So, good morning, church family. If you don't know me, my name is Chris Kendall. I'm one of the pastors here at Concord Church. my name is Brent Tritt, and I am honored to share this morning about our recent mission trip, how it impacted me, what I saw, what I learned, and where I saw God moving in all of us. Sorry. I first want to thank God for putting it on Bud's heart to go and assist in an area devastated by Hurricane Helene. I also want to thank Bud for listening. I want to thank God for keeping us safe throughout the whole trip while traveling, as well as throughout our work and our adventures there. There were no successful trips to the ER, and there were no bad ones either, so we can count that as a win. I've had the blessing of going on several mission trips over the years, and each one has left a mark on my life. I honestly can't think of a single trip where I didn't walk away changed in some way. Most of the trips I've been involved with were helping communities recover after storms, floods, hurricanes, the devastation you can hardly put into words. And yet each time I leave with more than I gave. When I first signed up for this trip, I wasn't sure what to expect. It had been a few years since my last mission experience, and I was genuinely excited not to only serve again, but also I had a unique opportunity to bring my son Jonah along with me. This was the first time the two of us traveled without the rest of our family, and I was eager to share this journey with him. I had hoped to teach him a few things, just like my dad taught me. In fact, if Bud and I had a dollar for every time someone asked us how we knew how to do something this past week, I told myself I wasn't going to cry, and our answer was some sort of variation, "Well, my dad taught me," or "I learned that from watching my dad," we could both probably be retired right now. So, Dad, I don't know if I ever say it enough, but thank you. Thank you for the years of wisdom, for showing me what hard work, integrity, and faith in action look like. That legacy continues in moments like these, where I got to not only work alongside my son, but also teach and coach others on the trip, that in itself gave me a renewed sense of purpose. Early in the week, I had to remind myself this trip wasn't about me. It wasn't about what I would get out of it or even what I could pass down. It was about the people we were there to serve. It was about the team that traveled from here at Concord Church to North Carolina. It was about being the hands and feet of Jesus to those devastated by Hurricane Helene. Philippians 2:4 says, "Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others." That verse was in my heart and heavy on my heart throughout the week. Our team, let me just tell you, they were incredible. Truly, every single person gave their all. No complaining, no hesitation, whether plans changed due to weather or we were asked to do something unexpected. The team responded with joy and purpose. I even found myself saying more than once, "I don't think I'm needed here anymore," because they were just doing such a good job and they were awesome. And they really were. So team, thank you for being you and for the great memories we all have for many, many years. Thank you for being the awesome people that you are. What wasn't awesome, though, was the damage we saw in North Carolina. No news article or photo could really prepare you for it. Entire properties washed away, rivers that had doubled in size, hearing of waves 40 feet high crashing through communities. Thousands of trees toppled and torn in half like toothpicks. I had heard about the hurricane, but I did not know that there were also so many tornadoes within the hurricane that caused severe damage. Some areas looked like a giant had came through with a chainsaw and just cleared the treetops. One man we met, who referred to as the other bud, because we already had our bud, told us that after the storm, he felt God calling him to leave Oklahoma and move to North Carolina to serve full-time in rebuilding. Our site contact came from West Virginia to do the same. He and his family have to travel now to see each other because he moved his entire business down to North Carolina just to serve others. So Jeremy and Bud, if you're watching or listening, we love you and we're with you. Thank you for answering God's call to serve, and thank you for accepting us as part of your community. Thank you for sitting around with us at night after long days of work and sharing your stories and testimonies. Keep in touch and let us know how we can continue to support your mission. I said just now about sharing stories, and trust me, our mission team heard many. As far as the impacts of Helene, we've told many while we were there, and we could stand up here and talk for hours about this trip. And if you would like to hear them, I'm sure I, as well as any member of the team that was boots on the ground, would be glad to tell you, but I won't take time to do that now, as that could be never ending. What I want to do at this point is to point out the team that I referred to several times wasn't just speaking about the eight people up here in Amberjack t-shirts. On the team also included several key members that without them, the trip would not have been as successful as what it was. Those team members, church, are all of you. To you, our Concord family, thank you for your prayers, your support, your generosity. Without them, we couldn't have gone. We were asked multiple times how we were able to be there, and we proudly responded with some variation of, we come from a church that believes deeply in missions, a church that sends, a church that serves. Galatians 6:9 reminds us, let us not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Now, did we fix everything while we were there? No, there is still much to do. The recovery from Helene will take years, but we laid a foundation physically, emotionally, and spiritually, and I believe with all my heart that Concord Church will return again and again to continue to do that work. I hope many of you will join us physically in North Carolina. But let me say this, it doesn't matter what skills you have or think you don't have. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter if you've been on a mission trip before, or you've never been on a mission trip before, or you've been on more than you can count. If you're willing, God can and will use you. He'll use you here supporting us, and if you're up for a front row seat to the adventure, he'll use you in North Carolina. Isaiah 6:8 says, then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And I said, here I am, send me. That's the invitation. And yes, we worked hard, but we also laughed hard. The fellowship we shared within our team and with those we met created memories that will last a lifetime. Laughter, joy, shared meals, inside jokes, those are the things that remind us mission work isn't just about rebuilding homes. It's about building relationships and reflecting the love of Christ. So thank you again for sending us, for praying for us, and for being a church that doesn't just go to church, but is the church. Amen.
Good morning. First of all, I just want to thank God for choosing me to be able to go on this mission trip with these seven other people. It was a joy. And it was quite a fun time. I also want to thank all of you for your prayers, for the text messages that I got, that people were praying for us. Those were very welcome, and we could feel you. So we thank you for that. I didn't know what I was going to say this morning. I didn't write it out like all of these guys did. But this morning, after I got out of my wonderful shower and I was getting ready to come, and I thought, you know what? I'm not going to pull out my hair dryer. I'm not going to pull out my anything. I just came like I came every day to work on a mission trip. That's how we did it. We had no mirrors. We had limited access to electricity, so you just went with what you were. And the thing that I feel that I learned from that is it doesn't matter what you look like. It matters where your heart is. It matters how you feel. If you go with the right attitude of heart, then anything is easy. Anything is so easy. And this week was easy. For me, we faced a lot of things that We didn't know. If you would have seen everyone's face when Jeremy opened that door on Sunday night to those 8 cots, I didn't know who was going to stay and who was going to leave right then and there. But you know what? It was wonderful. It wasn't that bad, you know? We had a lot of fun. We didn't have, when those storms came, we had to all sit on our cots and talk because we didn't have anywhere else to sit. But it was wonderful. It was good. The people there were amazing. The thing that touched mine and Kristen's heart was the people that would come up to us, you know, or we would be in a grocery store, and the checkout person, he was probably 16, 17 years old. He was like, "Where are y'all from?" And we're from Pennsylvania. "What are you guys doing here?" We're like, "We're here for relief." "Thank you. Thank you for coming to help." That was coming out of 16 and 17 year olds' mouths. They were so thankful. But what went on with that was, did you hear about the people in Texas? Their heart was sad for those people in Texas because they knew what they had gone through. And, you know, it's really something, I think, that, you know, we've gone through some things here with flooding and stuff like that, and I think maybe that's where our hearts are too. But to see the devastation was unbelievable. To hear the stories was heart-wrenching. But the thing is there those that are there are still there. They're working together. And they're trying to make their communities better. And the way that we can help is to continue to pray for them. They need our prayers. They still have so much rebuilding to do. They still have things to deal with just in the fact of the flood that they went through. Jeremy brought up to us the PTSD from what they experienced. So there's a lot of things that are going on down there. So please continue to keep North Carolina in your prayer, and the people that are working so hard to bring groups like us in. And I'm along with Brent on this. If you feel God calling you, please listen to him, because I did, and it was so worth it. So I hope you really will consider that. And again, thank you for all your support and prayers. Wait a minute, I forgot one more thing. I have to tell you, we are so blessed to have these men up here, because they were absolutely, you're still a man, whether you act like a girl or not, it's okay. I'm sorry. I love them all. They're wonderful. But I have to tell you, the things that they taught me this week are crazy. I mean, to be able to do the things that we did, and it's because of their patience and their understanding of what we wanted to help too. And they took that time. They could have had it done in probably a minute. What took me 10 minutes, 20 minutes, sometimes a half an hour, but they could have had it done, but they didn't. They were there, they walk away, they come back, they check me out, made sure I did what I was supposed to do, you know, and it was great, it was great. And they taught our kids that too. And so will you please join me in giving them a round of applause, because they are amazing.
So, this was my first mission trip, and I was able to go with a great first group, and my dad, and we were only there for like the beginning of the week, and I struggled with a lot of things, like the sleeping arrangement and like the showers, and like when I first got there, I thought I wasn't going to be able to do it, but like God called me to do it, and I was able to overcome it. And I just kind of had like the thought in the back of my mind saying, like, there is worse things that are happening to other people, and you're here for, like, a good cause. And the 2 days that we were there, my dad and I just kind of worked on, like, bathroom sinks in the kitchen, and it was basically just to help rebuild a house that was destroyed by the flood. And overall, I enjoyed my time and, like, the relationships that I built and how, like, accomplished I felt after, and I'm blessed that God gave me the opportunity to serve.
I am grateful to you all for allowing us to go on this trip. I am grateful to this team for saying yes and going on this trip. And I am not going to spend a whole lot of time talking because Vicky's children's sermon had me crying, and so this won't go anywhere good. But what I would like to invite you to do is to watch this slideshow and just see a little bit of the work that we did while we were on our trip. Thank you so much.
Amen. Well, again, church, thank you for allowing us to go, for empowering us to go. You know, it wouldn't have happened without you, from the trailer to the tools to the prayer to the financial support. You guys are awesome, and you were there as much as we were. So thank you for your help with that. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, thank you for your incredible love for us. Lord, we recognize that we have been blessed, Lord, not just for our benefit, but for the benefit of the world. We have been blessed to be a blessing. So thank you, Lord, for the opportunities we have to support and to pray for, to give towards, and to participate in these types of work. Lord, it takes all of us to be able to do this. And Jesus, we are very grateful for a church family that embraces missions, embraces helping, embraces serving. Continue, dear God, to open our eyes to the needs that surround us. Lord, there are needs in North Carolina, and there are needs in North Swickley. Lord, open our eyes, send us, allow us to serve and honor you. Jesus, we love you. Thank you for loving us. And it is in your name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, church. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.